Now, Friday morning, it's the 21st of June. It's the longest day and Nevin is here.
I know.
Which means you'll be going home in the light for a change. back to McNeil's Bistro, Blackline.
Well, welcome, happy longest day of the year to you and
happy
everyone.
Happy summer solstice to you as well. Quite a day. So we'll have all, be also at the pagan dancing going on. And fellas in their nip.
Oh, I met them on the way up.
In a field. Coming out of McNeil.
Oh, no, by Nevin.
You wouldn't know where you'd find them. But anyway, look, you're here today, my friend, and welcome. So what have you got for me on this longest day?
Well, we have two recipes. We have the McNeil wheat and bread.
Yes.
And we have the oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a bacon section, you know.
Baking section.
That I thought we'd talk two recipes. Like, we'll talk about the McNeil wheat and bread. I mean, like, there's so many people that claim and say, oh, my wheat and bread is the best, or, you know, everyone's is different. That's what I love. And
that's,
I think, that's what I love about recipes that have been handed down over the years.
But that's the joy of this thing, isn't it?
This would have been a recipe my mother showed me how to make, and I tweaked it and I added things to it, and we keep constantly. But the
and is
basic,
it from her mother particularly?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's it, Martin. Yeah. You know, her mother was a wonderful baker.
Yes.
You know, and my father's granny, who lived to 92, was an incredible baker. Oh my God. She'd make treacle bread and all that, and she'd say, mine's better than yours.
Really?
She's a great woman.
Isn't that
so she gave you a few eggs in her time, didn't she?
She did.
She was wonderful.
She
an
was
inspiration
very
to me.
Special woman. She
an inspiration.
Was.
So, Marty, we'll just go through. It's a very simple recipe.
Yes.
And what a lot of people don't realise, when you make wheaten bread, that this recipe, you can bake it and it's lovely fresh and all the rest, but you can freeze it and take it out and defrost it. That's a great tip for people. And that's why I try and get that across when we're talking about our recipes, that people can make it in bulk, freeze it down, and you know what I mean.
And how is it that it lets itself be frozen?
It's no problem, because it keeps it really moist.
And no, but how is it that it allows it, though?
There's no, absolutely no. One, once you bake it, okay, you bake it properly, cool it down and wrap it and store it correctly in tin foil and then into the freezer and then defrost it overnight in your fridge, and the next morning if you're going to work or whatever, nice bit of toasted brown bread, it's hard to beat.
Oh, it's lovely in the morning.
And this is a great recipe. This will keep for about 3 days, probably no longer, to be through for you.
Yeah.
So we're making 2 by 900 mils, or that's roughly one and a half pint loaves, so it is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so two of them. So 500 grams of, it's coarse wholemeal flour. So it's the coarse flour that we're using. And then we're working on 125 grams of plain flour, plus a little bit extra for dusting. Now, this is your raisin agent, which is the baking soda, bicarbonate of soda, 1 teaspoonful of that, 1 teaspoonful of salt, and then 1 tablespoon of light brown sugars. So this way you get a little bit of sweetness. This is, I have a little bit of sweet tooth, as you
yes,
know.
Yes, I do know.
Okay, thank you.
No, and it's not evident.
The butter's in the recipe. I wish.
No.
The butter's in the recipe, but that's just really for buttering the loaf tins. That's
okay.
All. That doesn't go into it yet. So we have 1 tablespoon of golden syrup, which is lovely and sweet and absolutely fantastic. Then 1 pint of buttermilk in this, and then 1 tablespoon of porridge oats. So we're using porridge oats in both our recipes today.
Okay.
So what you do, Marty, it couldn't be, it's the easiest recipe you'll make. You just mix everything together. So you sieve your flour, not your coarse wholemeal, but your plain flour, your baking soda and your salt. Then you add in your brown sugar, you add in your golden syrup and your buttermilk. So you mix all that together. Then divide that into your loaf tins. Pardon me. You have your preheated oven, and that's really important when you're baking, to preheat your oven. And that means just put it on maybe 10 minutes before you start.
Right, okay.
It just means the oven is up to the temperature it should be. So this is 200 degrees Celsius. And this is our gas mark 6. So this will make 2 by 1.5 loaf tins, so it will.
Right.
So you mix everything together, put it, divided the mixture by 2 into the loaf tins, which you've buttered with a little bit of melted butter or soft butter, it doesn't have to be melted.
Mm.
And then what you do is, when you have this, sprinkle it with some oats, you can sprinkle it with sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, just to bulk it up, to get roughage into your diet.
Well, absolutely.
But that's why brown
so
bread
good
is so, it's fantastic.
So good.
This with smoked salmon is just, it's heaven on a plate.
It is fantastic.
It really is. It's
now,
a great combination.
This is all from your mum's.
Yeah, and we make this every day in the restaurant.
But
for
this
breakfast
is different from your mum.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's different.
Yeah.
I added the golden syrup. She always had brown sugar. So the golden syrup I love, and I'll tell you why. It gives a lovely bit of sweetness and a lovely colour to it. That's the only difference.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Of course, the oats. Mum would have maybe put some bran flakes on it or something like that.
Yes.
So yeah, the oats is a little bit different, but that's the only difference.
That's the only difference between
I can't
the
take
two
credit for this
that's
recipe.
I'll stop with you. It goes back so far.
You baked that. And Martin, the most important thing is, roughly takes about an hour to bake it. So how you test when your bread is baked, it's hollow in the centre. When you knock it, let it take it out, let it sit in the tin. This is really important, a good tip, for about 5 minutes. And what happens, the steam actually releases the bread. You unmold it. And if you think it's a little bit raw, shoot it back into the oven for 5 minutes.
And how long should it take anyway?
Yeah, roughly about an hour.
So after an hour you do
this? Yeah, absolutely. Well, every oven's different. I'd say probably about, coming on 45 minutes, keep an eye on it.
Okay.
45, 50 minutes, you know. Yeah. It depends how much you've put into the loaf tin, how big your loaf tin is, you know what I mean? So they're all different issues, and how fast sure. your oven is, everyone is different. But if you're into bacon, you'll know when it's done. You'll know when it's golden brown, and you'll know that the oven temperature is set right, and that when you unmould it, that it's cooked at the bottom and it's golden brown, and that's the secret. And that will keep, just let it cool down, wrap it in tin foil and keep that in your kitchen for a day or two, or freeze it. And that's a really good tip. I want people
again, I told you, I remember telling you before, but John Lennon baking bread, that this was one of his great delights when he got out of the limelight. Yeah, very therapeutic, and
but
many,
it's great.
Many people talk about that.
And if you look at like the programme on BBC, like the Great British Bake Off,
yes,
there's a huge interest in baking, and I see it even at my demos with young kids, young children, and I love that. I think it's great, because the very first thing I ever made was brown bread, scones, flapjacks, shortbread, and a mess in the kitchen too.
Yes,
with my mother.
Yeah, yeah.
From the age of 8 or 9. So I'll never forget that. And as soon as Connor and Lucy are bigger, we'll get into cooking, making muffins and making lots of stuff, because Amela's got into baking. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you were telling me that.
God, she's gone mad for it.
Isn't that good?
I bought her a KitchenAid for her birthday.
Did
How
you?
Romantic.
And what? And what's his name?
What's his name? I won't tell you. I haven't met him yet.
No,
but she's
no.
enjoying his company.
That, yeah. So that's good. She's really enjoying it.
What? She's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Victoria sponge and just lemon drizzle cake.
Oh, for God's sake.
She's a domestic goddess now.
I don't know how you leave your house.
That's great. Bless her. It is.
Now
the other recipe.
Yeah,
I'm sorry now.
You're right. No, you're
We're like two old fellas in the pub chatting.
No. What's the other one?
Oatmeal cookies.
Right.
This is a recipe we make every day. And I can't take praise for this recipe. The other brown bread recipe was for my mother.
Yeah.
This is from Mary Flavin. Out of Flavin's porridge oats,
who
you'll all know. Yeah, and we were down doing a programme about 2 years ago, and I remember we had afternoon tea. She was so nice, her and her husband John, and they looked after us so well, and she had these cookies. And I said, they're the nicest cookies I've ever tasted. You know, do you mind if I have the recipe? So she gave me the recipe. So this is exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
We make it in the restaurant, and we serve it when the guests come in for into their bedrooms to check in. So we have it up in the...
Oh, these are the ones you serve in the room.
Oh, my
lovely.
God. People go mad for them.
They're gorgeous.
So it makes about 36. It's very, very simple. You have 275 grams of Flavin's porridge oats,
right.
225 grams of butter at room temperature, and then you have 150 grams of caster sugar. Into that, then 100 grams of plain flour, a little bit extra for dusting, and you have half a teaspoonful of bicarbonate of soda, which we've already used in the brown bread recipe. So you mix everything together. This couldn't be easier.
Uh-huh.
And what we like to do, Marty, is we like to roll it, say, like into a sausage shape. And this is a good tip. You can roll them by hand, the cookies.
Sure.
But if you roll them into a sausage shape, roughly about 2 inches in thickness,
okay.
and wrap them in cling film, they'll keep happily in your fridge for about maybe 2 weeks, and you can freeze them. So then you can slice the cookies roughly about half an inch thick, bake them off, and I'll go through the baking process.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a really good tip. So they're all uniform size. That makes sense.
Yes, of course.
So they're all the same size. So you preheat your oven, excuse me, to 200 degrees again, same temperature as we bake the bread. And then what you do, you use a sharp knife, the cookie roll, don't forget to unwrap the cling film, very important.
It's
and you, what you do is roughly cut them about half an inch thick. You arrange the cookies on well spaced apart onto parchment paper. Don't use greaseproof. I don't use it at all. Nothing will stick to parchment. It's a non-stick silicone paper. You'll get it in any supermarket, you know, good kind of kitchen workshops.
And you use that in preference. Why?
I think because everything sticks to greaseproof, in my opinion. It's only my opinion.
No,
we buy big sheets.
I think you'll
find
it counts.
And it's fantastic. Well, trust me, I'm telling you from experience, it's brilliant. So you bake these cookies for 15 to 20 minutes. And while you're giving you that leeway, 15 to 20 minutes, it depends on how thick you've cut them.
Okay.
You know, so try and be as accurate as you can. And then until they're pale golden and slightly firm, then you remove them from the oven, put them on a cooling rack, and you will have the most delicious cookies. Put them into a Kindler jar. They'll keep for 5-6 days, even up to a week.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Probably won't last an hour. But trust me,
they're lovely.
Fab.
And very welcome.
So thank you to
and
Mary.
And filling. And well done to Mary Flavin. By the way, why aren't they selling them as packets of biscuits?
Well, that's very interesting. They should be.
Shouldn't they?
And I'm surprised because it's such a loved brand. And actually, they're actually part sponsor of my programme in America. So I want
You're
to
joking
them.
Me.
Yeah, which is really good.
You got
which
that in
September.
Fairly
well,
fairly
no, but
you're right.
But Ballymaloe, there's a lot of Irish companies that we're bringing on board. And it's great.
But Flavin's
so thank you to them.
It's a very long-running company.
Oh, it's such
very
history.
Well,
and I saw the whole process, which was interesting for me as a chef, to see the way they mill the oats and, you know, the different types and the variety. And it's such, and it hasn't changed. They have over 100 people milling there. You know, yeah, absolutely. Kilma Thomas in County Kilkenny, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a credit to them.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So
it's
try these recipes.
They
love the brown bread and the cookies
very
and get
popular,
the kids back bacon.
Very popular, that particular brand. So well done to them. So just a reminder again, by the way, it's the oatmeal cookies. cookies, and courtesy of Mary Flavin via Nevin, and McNean wheaten bread. And again, it's available on the website, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and it's Nevin's Recipes, and it's in there as well. That's very good. Listen, thank you. Enjoy the summer solstice. Don't shed everything, because I wouldn't like you to be found in your nip in the middle of a field in Black Lion.
There's no chance of that, I can promise
there's
you.
There's no chance of that. Jesus. Indeed, there's no chance
stop
of myself
traffic.
Either.
Safe home, any Marty yourself.
In fairness, just by opening your door, you have a crowd of McNean, so you're all right. Nevin, thanks a million.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.